have the flexibility, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. We really appreciate it.
All right. So.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
And what is your name?
My name is Gabriel Ramirez.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be chairing your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Gabriel Ramirez, 164203.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, although you may not see them. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Well, actually, to my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board of our chair, and myself. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. And we also have with us the Honorable David Neal, sir. Also here today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Grady, sir. Mr. Ramirez, prior to your hearing, you signed and received notification form advising you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of the hearing today, sir?
Yes.
On that form, it also advised you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Sir, in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Ramirez. I am going to read that allegation out to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true, false, or, sir, you also have the option of taking the Fifth Amendment on it. Because there is a DR number listed on your report, sir. I don't know if that's been concluded or not, but any information that we use here is tape recorded and could be subpoenaed in a court at a later date, sir. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the allegation on your warrants reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 by his engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about August 16, 2017, located at 7620 North 60th Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true, false, or you like to take the fill?
No, that's true.
Okay. All right, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Ramirez, I move to find that he was delinquent as that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have or was about to lapse into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, we're about to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Upon getting that information, sir, we'll come back to you and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Ramirez was released from DOC on January 26th of 2017. He was arrested on August 16th of 2017 by Glendale PD on domestic violence charges. He was returned back to DOC on August 17th of 2017. He has a CSED of July 26th of 2018 that reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, he has three counts, 2007, armed robbery, 10 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2001, armed robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, armed robbery, 2 years, 6 months. He has three terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 5.5, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 85 days, arrested on new felony, armed robbery, reached CSED while in custody. 2006, TIS release, completed 4 months. The disciplinary violations are significant with drugs and threats and writing noted. There's no other arrests. His community risk scores are G7, V8. the status of charges. Charges were filed for assault with intent, unknowingly caused injury, and disorderly conduct, fighting.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez. I see that when you were released on January 26th, you were released on community supervision from Lyman Unit. You were approved for placement at 7629 6th Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. You then were given permission to reside at the residence at 4128 West Van Buren. Then on June 2nd, you were given permission to move back to the 7629 6th Avenue. During 7-6 through 7-26, you were given temporary permission to reside at 4040 West Peoria, apartment 1003, because of air conditioning issue. And then on 8-16, you moved back to that 7629 6th Avenue. So it says that you were doing work with structure stucco located at 7836 West Christie Way in Glendale. That they did confirm that you were working there through your paycheck, sir. So is all of that true, sir? Who lived at 7620 North 60th Avenue?
What was that again?
Who lived at 7620 North 60th Avenue?
It was me, my fiance, and my kids.
Okay. And you were working at the time for Structure Stucco. Are you still working there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it also says that you were assigned a random color for task. You were provided 8 urine samples, and up until May 26, 2017, all your samples were negative, and then on that day, you tested positive for cocaine. And then after that, you had a couple of days in May and July where you didn't drop, and then on the January 31st, well, you were referred to Correctional Health Company for one-on-one counseling. Coordinated, attended several sessions, but you did not complete the counseling. What happened, sir? Did you relapse, or what happened?
The reason, I came out dirty. I came out dirty for cocaine, and I knew I violated. But instead of me running, I want to do the right thing and be responsible for my own actions.
Uh-huh.
So I called my parole, I turned myself in, and then I was sent to this program called Retry Rehab.
No? It looks like
it. Reentry from the event. I don't think
that program. Reentry center.
And then, my counseling with Carol, I didn't finish it because I got arrested.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, I was out to work and doing real good for myself. Being positive, I had a job. I still got a job. If I get released, I'll be back at work the following day after my release.
Okay. So there's you did write a letter to the board. I do want to tell you that I tried to read that letter a couple of times, but it's very famous. So I can't completely finish reading that letter. So there. Anything you'd like to tell this board, sir, as a result?
Yes, I just like to let you guys know that it was 4 days after my release from prison, I got a job working with Social Circle. Since then, I've been working real hard, supporting my family, paying bills. I've been doing real good. I was following all my rules to my parole. I was staying out of trouble until August 16th. With me and my fiance, but other than that, I was out to live a positive life. My parole, Jennifer told me a couple of times that she was proud of me for doing good.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, Earl, he talked to Jennifer himself and told Jennifer that that I'm working, that I work hard, and I'm one of his best workers, and that he was proud of me working for him. I talked to my boss, and he told me that the day I get out, I got my job offer, so I do have a job offer waiting for me if I get released. And I just want to let you guys know that if you guys do give me the chance to release back to society, I'll continue doing good. I'll continue following the rules of my parole. I'll give you guys my word to stay out of trouble. If you guys need me to do other classes, I'll do any classes you guys want me to attend. I need to be out there with my daughter and I just gotta be out there.
Okay, well, sir, I'm a little bit concerned about this incident, with your...
Yeah, the incident that happened, she was mad at me because I didn't want to give her eye contact, you know what I mean? Because I was tired. I came back from work. I was real, real tired. I talked to my pro that same day, and she told me, what's wrong? That now I'm just tired. I want to go sleep. So after my pro left, then my fiance, she started on, and she got mad for no reason, and just slammed me, so I stepped back.
Okay, well, so this appeared to be all around the same time that you started testing positive for cocaine. So were you hot?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
The first time I tested positive and I came out dirty, I stopped. I never came out dirty again. I wasn't doing drugs, I wasn't drinking, I wasn't doing nothing. I was just going to work, coming back home, going to my classes. But I was out there doing real good, staying out of trouble.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Ramirez, the very day of the alleged domestic violence incident is the day our records indicate that you moved back to 7620 North 60th Avenue in Glendale. What was the argument about? The very day that you moved back to 7620 North 60th Avenue was the day of the alleged domestic violence incident. What was the argument about?
August 16th.
Right. What was the argument about?
What was that?
What was the argument about? It appears you had an argument with your fiance.
Oh, yeah. She was mad because I didn't go out. Like I said, I was tired from work and I was going to my room to go lay down, take her around, take a nap. But she got mad because I didn't want to look at her in her eyes. And she got mad and she pushed me and I told her, don't push me. She slapped me and I slapped her back. That's it, was nothing big, it was just that. And she got mad and she called on my parole and she called on the cops.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Any more questions? All right, Mr. Ramirez, the board's getting ready to go into a discussion. So prior to going into discussion, I want to give you the opportunity to see if there are any last minute statements that you'd like to tell this board before we go into a discussion, sir.
I'm just that if you guys do release me back to society, I'll give you guys my word that I'll get out. I'll go back to work the following day of my release. I'll stay out of trouble. I'll take any classes you guys want me to attend. I can do my pro. I know I can. Just please give me another chance.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Morales. Mr. Morales, the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards are in discussion, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while we're in discussion. During discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Then we'll get back to you, okay? So it appears that Mr. Ramirez was doing good until he relapsed and started using cocaine again. And once he relapsed and started using cocaine, his PO did work with him. He did go to Maricopa Reentry Center and completed his imposed sentence that he had while he was there. But it looks like there's been several months that he was. And it also looks like during the period of time that this incident occurred that he had been tested positive for cocaine. And I'm a little bit concerned with his continued drug use that he has and the fact of his previous arrest that his previous arrest all involved some type of violence, which is armed robbery. But at this time, I'm just not sure that he said that his girlfriend didn't want him to, he didn't look her in the eye and she got upset about it, and at that time she pushed him and then she slapped him and then he struck her back. But according to the report that he did assault her, which occurred also in front of some kids, and police arrived and found him hiding in the bushes down the street. I'm just not comfortable at this time with releasing Mr. Ramirez back out on community supervision. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ramirez and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal waves or company.
Second.
Agree.
Who was that? Who second?
I did. Okay, Mr. Ramirez, the board has decided to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on July 26th of 2018. I do want to take the time to thank you for appearing before your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.